Okay, so we start with the JNS article from... So as it opens up, we're waiting for it to open. Here we go, from... Save the date, April 3rd, 2024. So about a month ago, the JNS, Jewish News Syndicate or something, put out an article titled, OU Kosher Initiative Will Oversee Kashrus of Mezuzahs. In a market lacking transparency, OU Kosher will partner with Israel-based nonprofit to improve mezuzah industry kashrus. So going forward, I don't know when this is taking effect, but I would imagine if it's matzliach, this may revolutionize all our mezuzahs. There is going to be an OU stamp on your klaf mezuzah. I don't know, physical OU stamp, but a stamp of approval on, and at some point, there will be a physical stamp. Right, so I don't think on the mezuzah itself, but you'll get in a case or whatever, you'll get an OU certificate in the mezuzah. And it's an organization called STAMP, which I forget what it stands for, but it's something like STAM, but it stands for something. And it says that there's been a situation, and it's been on my rabbinic WhatsApp, you know, the rabbanim have been talking about this over the past few months, either years already now, that there has really been a lot of fraud in the mezuzah industry. The mezuzahs are fake, they're right, I don't know, somehow, I guess. No, they mean people like, sometimes the klafs are totally, you know, computer generated, or they're just done not kosher. And so to fix this up, here, I'll read you one of the key lines. It says, the exponential population growth of the Orthodox community and increased engagement in religious life have generated a market increase in demand for sistam, which is Sifrei Torah and mezuzahs and tefillin. This has led to a flooding of the supply market, with individuals producing and selling varying qualities of mezuzahs with limited assurance of kashrus for the consumer. Which is a great idea. You know, always with, new ideas, it may take a little bit of time to take off, but it says, and he goes on and says, Rabbi Avram Lesson is the founder and director of STAMP, a short for STAM Project, a Jerusalem-based nonprofit founded in part by the Mayberg Foundation in Chevy Chase, Maryland. Okay. Launched in 2018, together with Louis and Manette Mayberg, an OU board member, STAMP aims to restore transparency and accountability to the world of STAM through a rigorous quality assurance process. Then you have the standard thank yous to these donors for doing it. And then at the end, at the end of the article, is that Rabbi Elephant basically tells everyone, don't worry. If you don't have an OU stamp and all your mezuzahs, like, he doesn't want to cause pandemonium. He says, I'll read it right there. I found that funny. At the end of it, it says, at the last paragraph, lest people now fear that all of their mezuzahs are puzzle. OU Kosher's COO, Chief Operating Officer, Ramosh Elephant, stresses that the goal of OU is not to cause undue panic. So don't panic. Based on our knowledge and our galactic guidance, don't worry, people do not have to replace mezuzahs if they don't have any specific reason to believe they're not kosher. However, we do believe very strongly that someone buying a mezuzah today should buy one that has an official seal of approval attached to it so that they are confident that it is kosher. So let's say you don't listen to Rabbi Elephant. And you decide...
Kosher mezuzah scroll on Amazon for $39.
Okay, that's not bad. Okay, good. So I don't know whether it has an OU stamp of approval. I don't know.
From Israel.
Okay. Yeah, but see, who knows? Who knows of these things? Who knows who wrote it? Who knows anything? Someone was just telling me on Shabbos that first six years, Patrick was saying this, the first 6 years of his tefillin, I don't think it's a secret, he said his father's uncle or Belzer Chassid, he told me in Belgium, bought him a tefillin, and he said it was missing a cloth. It's missing it. You know, but they didn't put it in. And so you have to, and it was, sometimes it's just accidents. Sometimes it's just, you know, fraud. Sometimes it's mistakes. It's an industry. Look at everything industry. You get shipments that are wrong and wrong, and then someone's got to be on top of it. So fortunately, the OU is going to be on top of it. So let's say you now get very nervous because all of a sudden this OU, so you check all your mezuzahs and you put them back up. You got 30 rooms, you got 20 rooms, whatever it is, in your house. How long does it take to put up 20 mezuzahs? Give me a time. An hour? 2 hours? I don't know. Yeah, less, maybe half hour, 45 minutes. Yeah? So you make a bracha very frumly. Very, you put on your gartel, and you start chuckling, you wash your hands, you're very, very frum. You make... Go to the mikvah. You make your bracha on the first mezuzah, you put it up, no problem. You get to the second one, no problem at all. Then all of a sudden, you get a phone call in the middle. And you take the phone call. Now you get ready to go to the next room. This is number 3. New bracha or no new bracha? Happens all the time. You're putting up all your mezuzahs. You're not putting them up all in one shot. Or you are, but you're probably going to talk in between. Your wife's there nagging you all the time. You know, when you're going to tell her, just, oh, be quiet for the next hour. I'm putting up my mezuzahs. Yeah? It's not going to happen. Or you're going to get a phone call. Whatever it is, it's life happens. Yeah? So new bracha or no new bracha? And Miguel, and this is another. No new bracha.
Like
Hamotzi.
If you take a phone call,
yeah,
you have to make a new bracha.
You say yes. Okay. What about if you stop for a pretzel? No, you want a pretzel. In the middle, you take a break for a pretzel. Could be you can't wait for your pretzel. You can't wait for your pretzel, or you take something, or. Or you, hello, or the most likely scenario is you're busy with something else. Who wants to do 20 mezuzahs at the same time? You got to go to the bathroom. Well, you want to be new? New bracha, no. So let's vote again.
Well, after the bathroom, for sure you wouldn't have to do it.
No, you say no. Really?
No new bracha.
So no new bracha. Everyone's a no new bracha. Okay, this is going to be a fun cheer. Okay.
No, y'all was...
Yeah, Yo started to clarify a little bit. It depends what he's doing over here. You say new bracha? Absolutely, why not? Yeah, it's a new mitzvah. It's a new mezuzah. Hello? The two mezuzahs aren't connected, or are they? Right?
Yeah.
Each room is a separate chi of a mezuzah.
Right.
No, it's on the
bayis. It's on the bayis because you're not putting it on your dog, it's on your bayis versus your dog. Again, I don't put a mezuzah on my dog. But each room is its own chi of.
But you have one mezuzah.
And put the first mitzvah,
put the first one on.
Okay, so I'm going to read you a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Balakova. You come to put up your mezuzah. Yanichena b'shofer shalkana. You put it right, which we talked about, where you put it, blah, blah, blah. V'yavarach asher kasham sabit zivanu. V'kvoa mezuzah. Fine. Excellent. Says the Ramah, v'hokva shtayim oshosh mezuzahs. If you're putting up 2 or 3, at the same time, what should he say? Mevarech bracha achas l'kulon. One bracha on all 3. Right? So far, not controversial. You got 3 rooms, you make a bracha, put up 1, put up 2, put up 3. What the Rama does not talk about is our case. You take a break. Excellent. We look at the Beis Hillel from the 17th century of Rabbi Naftali Hertz, who's on the page of Shulchan Aruch. And he says, at least in my version, he was on the page. Let's see. Here they put him where? They put him in this thing. Okay, I'll tell you outside. My version of Shulchan Aruch, he was on the page. I thought he was on the page here. 1 second. I'll tell you what he says. I can't find him. Put him in the back maybe here. They relegated the Beis Hillel to the back. Oh, man. Okay. Let's see. Give me 1 second and then we'll find out. I always have to tell you what he says outside. They relegated. It's a fancy new Shulchan Aruch. Okay, I'll tell you what he says outside. Oh, here it is. He gets his own page in the back. Look at this. He gets his own page in the back, but they relegate him to the back. Would you rather have be on the page of the Shulchan Aruch without your own section or not? I don't know what's better for you. But anyway, says the Beis Hillel in Reish Pei Tes, 1 line, knock your socks off. He says, Vinirui, it appears to me, Titzarech Shelo Lahafsik Beineim Besicha Beteila. You can't talk in between 1 and number 2 with Sicha Beteila. Yeah? Sicha Beteila is anything not related to the mezuzah. O B'dvar Machirim, or something else. He says, V'gam yedaito mitchilal kulam. You have to have intent on all of them when you make the bracha, to be yotze with 1 bracha. Then he says, V'imafsik beineim. You talk in between. Tzarech levarech al kol achas v'achas. Bam. Says the Beis Hillel. What is this? You have to have das, when you intent, when you put up 1 and all 3. if you talk in between, it should be no different, he says, than tzitzis. If you have a couple of pairs of tzitzis, Reb Scheinberg Zatzal, you wear 100 pairs of tzitzis, did Reb Scheinberg make a bracha on every pair of tzitzis? I don't think so. What? But if he talked in between, he would have needed to make a new bracha. So Reb Scheinberg had in mind when he put on his 100 pairs of tzitzis, he had in mind, he put on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, etc. And that's it. But he only made one bracha. But if you talked to him in the middle, maybe he would have made a new bracha based on this Beis Hillel. Yeah.
And what if you talk between 1 and 2, then it's, he's saying that you have to make an individual bracha for 2 and for 3?
No, from 2 and on until you talk again. Meaning, it's your bracha goes only until you make a hefsek, until you talk. So, you were right. You were right. No, it's one bracha per mitzvah. You can cover all of them with one bracha if you have in your mind and you don't talk and you make it into one mitzvah.
Yeah. But like, when you talk about, let's say, hamotzi, right?
Okay.
So, there's a lot of arguments what is considered a hesek or what is considered not, you know, to lose, you know, the flow of, you know, of,
excellent.
Like, you can talk about, you know, many different things, you know.
You could talk about what...
And wouldn't be a violation of...
Says Sean, 1 second. So you're getting... First you're saying one, and then you jumped a little bit. So I'm going to take what I thought you were saying originally. Tell me if this is what you're saying. According to Sean, in the middle of your meal, do you talk?
Of course.
And the shahakol that you made in the beginning goes on your drink. It's also going to go on your meat that you're going to eat 20 minutes later. And you've had a spirited conversation if you think the Knicks are going to make it past the second round of the playoffs in the past 20 minutes. And you're of the strong opinion, like I am, that there's not a chance. And so therefore, if that's the case, you've talked for 20 minutes about something totally irrelevant to your bracha, and now you're going to go have a piece of meat and rely on your shahakol originally. But says the Beis Hillel, I don't care. You may, it's for at least for the mitzvah of mezuzah, it's one bracha per the mitzvah, when you talk in between, you're stuffed to start again. New bracha comes along. Yeah. Okay, fine. So that's even better. You're even making it easier for me. Is that even if you go?
It could mean anything.
Correct. You go watch the Knicks without talking for 10 minutes. You would have to go back and possibly make a new bracha. Yeah. Okay. Now. Well, I mean, watch it while you do. That's just, you got other issues. If you're watching the Knicks while you're putting up your mezuzah, take a 10-second break to put up each mezuzah. Probably take a break. Now we have...
Does it depend if you're winning or losing when
you're watching? Now I'm pivoting. File everything we said, and let's move to a more gory topic. Let's talk about shechita for a second, okay? So, okay, now, you're a shechit, and you're shechting 10 animals. You're shechting...
Your alarm is beeping.
I don't know why. Don't worry about it.
No, don't worry. It's fine. It's all good. So you're shechting animals. Yeah, you take one animal, you shecht it. Take another animal, shecht it. Okay? How many brachas do you make on all these animals? Says Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Shechita, it says you only need to make one bracha. Says Shulchan Aruch, though. Huh? Perfect. Okay. So now you have all these animals, yeah? But what happens if you talk in between animal number one and animal number two? New bracha or no new bracha? Not surprisingly, there are two opinions about this topic. The first opinion in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Yaradeya is that a new bracha is required. The second opinion is no new bracha is required. The shach is very clear that we follow the first opinion. A new bracha would be required. Does that fit with mezuzah, everything we've been saying so far?
It doesn't matter whether or not you're talking about the shechita.
I'm talking about non-shechita stuff. Yeah, you talk about the Knicks in the middle of your shechita. You have all these shochtim, they're very big Knick fans, and they're talking in between the shechita about the Knicks. Do you make a new bracha on the second one or not? Says the Shach, I follow the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, you make a new bracha. Does that fit with mezuzah or not fit with mezuzah? Absolutely. Everything is great. You talk in between, you make a new bracha. Hold on to your hat for this one. Comes along the Taz and says, no way. He says, no way. He says, it's very different like when you have tefillin. Tefillin, you put on Mishal Yad. If you talk in the between, you have to make a new bracha, even on the Niach, on your Shel Rosh as well, because they're two separate mitzvahs. They're two mitzvahs. If you talk before the mitzvah is finished, it's a two-part mitzvah. If you talk before the mitzvah is finished, you need to redo the bracha.
But that's a little different.
Whoa, very good. Very good, says the Taz. He's about to knock you off, though, so you don't, you don't like this Taz over here. 1 second.
No,
the Taz says, you got to tell me, what's the difference?
Anyway.
Exactly. It's a several, and it's all a mitzvah. Says the Taz, Shechita, if I just stopped, I decide to become a vegetarian in the middle of animal one and animal two. Do I have an obligation to shecht animal two?
No.
No. I shecht animal number one and then I decide I'm going vegan, right? I'm going vegetarian. Now, I'm not gonna, I don't have no obligation to shecht. If I stop at my Shel Yad, and I say, oh, I'm only becoming a Shel Yad guy. I'm not going to put on my Shel Rosh. Are you allowed to do that? No way, Jose. Of course you have to put on your Shel Rosh. So the mitzvah needs to continue. Says the Taz Shechita, if you talk in between part one and part two, it's just like eating in the middle, talking in the middle of a meal. If you don't want to eat the next piece of meat that's coming after it, can you just stop? Your wife's been telling you that for years. Don't have the extra piece of meat. Yeah? But so if you want to eat it, you can eat it. You don't have to eat it. You don't have to eat it. It's not obligatory to finish the rest of your meal. Except if you talk in the middle of the meal, you've already finished, quote-unquote, the mitzvah. Anything else is extra. It doesn't get a bracha. Same thing with the shechita. I shecht the first animal, right? I made a bracha on the first animal. Now I talk. Now I get to the second animal, and I've talked about the nix in the middle of it. Do I have to make a new bracha on a second one? It's not part. It's not a new mitzvah. It's optional. So therefore, the mitzvah he wants is very big chiddush of the Taz. Anything which you don't have to do, part two, you don't make a new bracha. Now I ask you, how does that apply to mezuzah? So I put up a mezuzah on my front door. I put up mezuzah on my living room door. I put up mezuzah on my bedroom. And now I get down to my last room. It's my back room. My kids are out of the house. Yeah? And I'm going to put up that last mezuzah.
You're still required to put that last mezuzah on.
Says right? The Taz, no way. I'm not. You know why?
You sell that?
Or you could just put up a very simple sign on the door. You did this for your chametz. Yeah? Please do not enter. This room does not have a mezuzah. I don't plan on using this room. Mm-hmm. And close the door. You keep all your kids, all their garbage that they have in there. You know, you lock the door and never enter it. You could do that. That's not a smart, as a real estate, you know, attorney will tell you, yeah, that it's not a smart use of your real estate, right? Of your, but you can, just like I don't have to eat that second shechita. So says the Taz, 1 second, based on this Taz, you would extrapolate and say, 1 second, this disagrees with the Shach, it disagrees with the Beis Hillel. If I'm putting up my mezuzah and I talk in the middle, I don't need to make another bracha on that second mezuzah. How do we paskin? New? You like the first Beis Hillel, which was clear. It was the only one that was absolutely clear. You need to make a new bracha like you said. Or do you need to make a new, or do you not make a new bracha? New, you want to revote? I'll let you revote. Who says new bracha? New, you're staying with it? You're staying? Yeah. New bracha, it's a Beis Hillel. It's a Shach. Who says no new bracha? Says of Chaim Kanievsky. He was asked about this question. He said, no new bracha is necessary. Don't worry, we'll save all those who voted opposite way. But the Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, no new bracha is necessary. He says, and this, I guess it's Reb Chaim Mishitasu, who had a one-bedroom house. He said, you don't need to live in that extra room. He says, what do you know? You don't have to just lock the door. You could, it's just like shechita. You don't have to shecht that second animal. It'll be better for your cholesterol, whatever. Oh, if you plan on it.
He's not saying that you don't have to make a new bracha. He's saying that you just can't use the room.
I don't know that he's saying.
That's what you're saying.
I think it's a lumdus. He's saying you could do that. It's very, very lumdus. It's you could not live in the room. Now, you happen to put up a mezuzah on it because you want to live in the room. But therefore, it's not like a new mitzvah because it's an optional thing. If I decided to lock up that room and not put up a mezuzah, I could. So if I happen to put up the mezuzah, it doesn't get a new bracha because it's not really like a, I don't want to say it's not a new mitzvah. It's just not like its own separate mitzvah because it's not a necessity, just like shechita, that second animal, is not a necessity to do. It's a very big chiddush of this Taz. Look, Mr. Shkovitz, you better like this Taz because otherwise you're going to be wrong, dead wrong over here because everyone else is going to go, unless you have this Taz to hang your hat on, it doesn't work. Rav Nevin Saul agreed as well. There's no bracha is necessary, but he said ideally you should obviously try not to talk in between, like we saw as well. well. The Sefer Archa Sechlam Deni also says that there's no bracha is made, and he says because Archa Shulchan likes this Taz, and therefore the Sefer Kvias Mezuzah Kolchasa says no bracha is recited. However, I've got 2-3 minutes left. Yeah? My 2-3 minutes left is, that's not so clear. There was a straight-up Beis Hillel that we started with, it says you make a bracha. And the Sefer Bir Halacha, which I believe is Rav Yitzhak, Rav Avad Yosef's son, Rav David Yosef, Bir Halacha is Rav Zober, I apologize, Rav Zober. He cites many poskim who disagree, and including Rav Bloy, who was one of the greatest poskim in the previous generation in terms of Choshen Mishpat, but he also wrote a Sefer on Mezuzah and other topics. He says, what do you mean? It's a Beis Hillel. The Pischei Sh'arim, the Shari Shalom, they say, what do you mean? Of course a new bracha is recited. And he says, one second, Shechting is totally different. Shechita, because who knows if Shechita is even a mitzvah to begin with? That's a whole controversy in itself. A mezuzah on your door, according to everyone, is a for sure mitzvah. So you can't save his taz as far, oh, well, if I decided not to live there, I don't have to. Hello, you have a door in your house, it's putting up a mezuzah as a mitzvah. He says, for sure you have to make a new bracha, 100%. And Rav Nissim Karelit says, you know why? He says, like you guys said, who are you kidding me? That last room in your house, you already have stuff in that house. You already have stuff in that room. So I joked, you'll lock the door, it's all your kids' stuff in there, and you'll never look at it. You don't want all the kids' the garbage that they left there 10 years ago. You close it. What do you mean, bro? All this stuff is in there. So you're using the room. So how can you tell me, oh, if I want, I don't have to put up a mezuzah? It's ridiculous. You're using it already. Says those poskim, you do need to make a bracha in between. Now, great. I just wasted 22 minutes of your time telling you that it's a nice machlokas. What are you going to do? This is the most one of the most practical chaburs I think we've given out of this whole shir. Anytime you ever put up your mezuzahs, are you allowed to talk in between? So we said you should try not to talk in between. But that's not always so easy if you're putting up 20 mezuzahs in your house. So what do you have to do? So let's say you talk in between. So the Sefer Kvias Mezuzah Kilchasa gives an etzah, gives an answer what you should do in the name of a tefillah shor. You know what you should do? Go watch the Knick game, in other words, and scream while you're doing it. Take a break. In other words, if you accidentally talk after mezuzah number 7, before you put up mezuzah number 8, walk around the block, watch the Knick game, talk for 10 minutes, do something that separates mezuzah 7 from mezuzah 8. Because once you've already talked, it's now a suffix if you make a new bracha number 8. You know how you do? You know how you get out of the problem? Make a real big hefsek. Go walk around the block. Drive to Seasons. Drive somewhere. Get out of your house. Take a half hour break. Watch the Knick game. Do something. Call your friend on your phone. Listen to your wife for 10 minutes, yeah? And then go put up the eighth mezuzah. And then for that, do you make a new bracha?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because now you have a total hefsek. Now, what's the counter argument to this? Hello? I'm not ending with the eights. I'm not helping you out over here.
By benching, which is also...
Yeah.
Okay, if you make a hefsek in the middle of benching, you don't have to start over again.
So that's a good question. I don't know. Unclear. It probably depends when you make the hefsek.
What?
Well, right, but that's all because maybe D'oraisa is the Rabban. That's an interesting question. That's an interesting separate question. I have to give a series on benching, maybe. Oh, wait, we did that already last year. But that's a good question. That's a good question. I don't know if how that fits. I would say in some cases you do need to go back, and if you're talking in the middle of a bracha, then you might have to go back and repeat that bracha. But now, hello, what's the counter-argument? Is hello, remember we gave a shir a few weeks ago that, now it's Pesach, you forgot it all, but that you're not supposed to delay putting up your mezuzahs. So here we're telling you, you did 7 mezuzahs, you accidentally talked. Now, before you put it there, should you make a new bracha, should you not make a new bracha? We say it's a huge machlokas. So the Kriyas Mezuzah Kolchasa said, I've got a good idea. Make a real break. Go walk around the block, take an hour break before you put up mezuzah number 8. Says the Sefer Mezuzah Kolchasa, he now challenges. He says, well, 1 second. That goes against everything I've been telling you in the past 10 weeks, 12 weeks. The whole idea is you should put up your mezuzah as soon as possible. So I'm going to tell you to go and take a break because you have a suffix bracha. Better just put up the 8th mezuzah and don't put up a new don't make a new bracha. So I would tell you, halacha l'maisa. Here's again, if you want actual psaki, you can ask me Rosenfeld. But if I was doing it for myself, what I would do is, I would probably never be putting up my own mezuzahs. But if my wife was putting up my mezuzah in my house, then I would tell her what she's to do is, after seven, after you try not to talk, and if you got to mezuzah number seven and you didn't mezuzah seven, and then you by accident talked, I would say you do not make a new bracha number eight, and I think you should put it up right away to get the mezuzahs up as soon as possible. If you know you're anyway going to have to take a break, that's a good time to take a break, and then maybe you walk around the block and you do anything. If you're anyway going to break, you have to deal with the kids for a half hour or whatever, then you go back, then you can make a new bracha. But other than that, I think this is a big chiddush by Mr. Bushar to intentionally take a break so that you can make a new bracha. It seems a little bit, you know, risque to, you know, to me. You're going to end up not going to put up the other mezuzahs. That's not a good idea.
Correct me.
Yeah.